The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
The court case behind court case. And still had to dodge the Ku Klux Klan. And still live and still function as one of the greatest attorneys in Black America. Thank you, kids, for reminding us of all those who, some that are still here, but some that has gone on home. Yes. And we are where we are because they've shed their blood for us, died for us. Many was not mentioned. And it just wasn't blacks who died. There were a number of whites who died for Black America. Voting rights. To get us to vote now, we won't vote. Got beat to go to the poll. Now they open the poll, and we won't go. I believe they probably said we should have opened the polls a long time ago. They weren't going to go nowhere. Now we can go, and now we don't go. And we can't blame other ethnic groups for everything. They're not in our neighborhood shooting our children. It's our children shoot each other. And the sad part about it, some of us parents and uncles and aunts, we know that our nephews and our nieces, they're out there in bad shape, and we don't do anything to try to help them. Sure, we'll sit at the family table and talk about it. But we don't lend a helping hand. But try to find some professional help. Black America. We've been beaten, but we're still here. Disenfranchised, but we're still here. And some of the greatest of laws that has been handed to us and the redistricting of our neighborhoods. You live on one street, I live on the street over, but we're voting in two different places. Where did you get that? What am I saying? I'm saying that we got to go vote. No, you ain't coming here this morning, but we'll get to something else later. But you got to go to the polls, y'all. If you're going to make a difference in the community, you got to show up at the poll. You got to show up in record numbers. I know what I was about to say. I get upset when I listen back to you. I'm a CNN junkie. You're MSNBC. I'm a real junkie. Excuse me, sister, when I say this. Well, the only vote that we really, you know, when they talk about black vote, they talk about the female vote. You brothers vote too. It's just so many of us locked up and in the graveyard. So who our young ladies gonna date? Because either we're strung out on drugs, we're in the graveyard, or we're sitting on the corner, we're not going to work, we're unproductive. Our productivity is low. But I'll leave that alone. trying to say here this morning, right now, at this time, in real time, Black America, wake up. It is crazy for a kid to go to school and make A's and B's and be bullied by those who making D's and F's. That's crazy. The poor kid who making A's and B's go through a turmoil of trouble because we got some of them making D's and F's. And if you want to be in the crowd, you got to make a D or an F. Lord, help me, Jesus. We got to do something in our school system. Even in our police, it's all out of whack. Even up here, it's out of whack. So, Black America, let's do better as a people. As a race, as individuals, as a family. Let's do better. And just look at yourself, can I do better? We all have rumored up to say yes, including myself, yes. I too can do better. The preacher man is not exempt from this. He too got to say, I can do better.
All right.
But watch the text. If there's an infiltration inside a community, whether it's religious or racial, they always have an inside man. In order to get to who they want to get to, there's always an inside man. And in this text, Judas was the inside man. For they did not know who Jesus was. But Judas said, but the one that I kiss, you'll know it. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and kiss him. And the one that I kiss will be the one that you are in search of.
Amen.
Judas was the inside man. And Judas allowed Satan, as the text says, to enter into him. Sometimes Satan enter into us.
Amen. Amen.
He just don't stay on the outside. Sometimes he get all on the inside and have you all out of whack because you allowed him to get inside of you. Don't act like Satan don't get in. You're going to be sick if you didn't get in here. Hey, get in here. Can I say it like I'm going to say it? Hell, get in
here.
But the longer you keep your Bible closed, the longer he'll stay in. But as soon as you start opening up that word and start reading the word, and start to meditate on the word, then he can't stay in that temple with you too much longer. Because somebody got to go, either he got to go or the word has to go. But if the word is going to stay with it, certainly he has to go. He can't live in that kind of environment. The word is inside of you. Now he got to flee. And all he can do is look from the outside and agitate you. But he can't get on the inside of you. Well, what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying, please read the word. So you can keep the devil out.
Yeah.
Fred read the words, so he can keep the devil out. If we are going to progress as a people, as a nation, we really got to keep him out. Let's watch the text. Judas has already had a secret meeting with the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin had had a secret meeting with the Romans. Things always happen in the secret hour. You're wondering what's happening to me, but you don't know that it's already been plotted and planned on you. You don't know that the plans have already been done. You just finding out that they have already came together. Two people who couldn't stand each other come together to bring Jesus to an unjust court. The Jews did not like the Romans. The Romans did not like the Jews. But the Romans and the Jews came together to bring Jesus to an unjust court. Have anybody in here been treated unjustly? You've been treated it don't feel good to be treated unjustly. It burns to the depths of your heart, and it's even worse when it's unjust in the church. Because in the church, you expect everyone to be loving and kind and Christ-like, but too bad, everybody not loving and kind and Christ-like in the church. Told you got some hell in the church. Everybody's not Christ-like. Everybody don't love you. But they should.
All right.
But if they don't see Jesus, they better get it together.
Yeah.
If they are going to see Jesus,
amen,
they better turn their hate into love.
Amen.
They better turn their life into love.
Amen.
If they are going to see the king. So watch closely. Now, Judas has set up the meeting. The Romans and the Sanhedrin and the scribes, the Pharisees, they've had their little talk. Now Judas has made his way, and now it's in the night, and now they see Jesus, and a whole lot of things are going on in the middle of the night. They're pushing and pulling. Judas has kissed Jesus. Jesus' jaw feels like it has been burned by the fires of hell. The Roman soldiers are standing there waiting to arrest Jesus and bring him to an unjust court in an unjust manner, in an unjust way. A man who has done no wrong is now getting ready to stand before an unjust court. Black America, we know something about unjust courts, don't we? We know something about being arrested for spitting on the sidewalk. We know something about unjust court. We know something about Jim Crow laws, don't we? When we should be living with each other in peace and harmony, but the laws are made so you can't be in peace nor harmony. Matter of fact, you can't even walk the street when the street light come on. Maybe you don't know nothing about that, but let me just go a little further with you. You had to walk on the other side.